And leave you wanting more
on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Senator, do you care if U.S. citizens accidentally get detained in ICE raids?
If U.S. citizens?
Yeah, it's been happening a lot.
It's been happening a lot with veterans in particular. Yeah.
Well, first of all, don't put yourself in a situation where that happens, okay? And I'm sure with all the illegals we have in this country, you're going to probably have some mistakes happen. That's going to happen. But, again, as long as we take care of it the right way, understand they are assisting, let them go. But again, if you're going to be hanging around people that are not citizens of this country, some things like that are going to probably happen.
let's say it's not the greatest answer from Senator Tommy Tuberville. If you don't want to be arrested in an ICE raid, then don't have illegals as friends. Sort of part one, and then part two is, mistakes happen. Okay. I don't think he's entirely wrong in that. Of course, sometimes innocent people get arrested, innocent people get charged, and in general, okay? And, of course, innocent people get convicted. We have designed a system of justice that is oriented heavily around avoiding convicting innocent people. We do not everything you can do, because everything you could do would be to not have laws, right? To not have jail. I mean, if you're going to say no innocent people ever convicted is the only standard of acceptable justice, the only way to accomplish that is to not have jails. So instead, we have a system where you have the presumption of innocence and where you have rules against unwarranted search and seizure, and you have the exclusion of evidence, and you have the right against self-incrimination, and you have the right to have an attorney. And we have a whole system. And again, I'm speaking generally about all the laws. We have a whole system built around the idea of doing almost everything we can to prevent innocent people from being convicted. But we know, because innocent people are later exonerated, that the system is not perfect. The trade-off is we will allow, and I don't know what the number is. Everybody's got a little different barometer on this. But if you look at our system and the way it operates, I think you'd have to say, we're willing to allow maybe 10 to 20 guilty people to go free in order to avoid wrongfully convicting one. I think that it probably is a rough numeric estimate of the bias in our system against making mistakes that harm the innocent rather than against making mistakes that fail to punish the guilty. We fail to punish the guilty all the time, right? Because we think it's really important not to punish the innocent. Now, take that same kind of philosophy and turn it on the, question of the ICE activities and the raids and people getting arrested. And there's at least one case of a veteran who got arrested and was in jail for a while, and it's not ideal. Most definitely, it's not ideal. It's wrong. It's bad. However you want to say that. The question is, how often is it happening? What is the appropriate remedy? And how does that whole process compare with other kinds of law enforcement activities? Because, all law enforcement involves innocent people getting arrested. All law enforcement involves innocent people being charged. And all law enforcement involves some very small number, we hope, of innocent people actually getting convicted and having to be punished. But what's the comparison here? Well, it's not being convicted. The comparison here is being arrested, being detained, and people are detained and charged and innocent all the time. We have this, the story out of Milton, the woman who worked for the clerk of the court and got clerk of the court, property appraiser. Now I forget. I had the story in front of me, but I should go look. Anyway, yeah, clerk of the court. That's right. That was charged with this embezzling, and it turns out that the money was in a folder in a file or something. They couldn't find the money, so they charged her with when they found the money, where it shouldn't have been, apparently. So whether she should or shouldn't get her job back is kind of an interesting question. But I mean, she was charged. Her name was dragged through the mud. She's been, you know, newspapers, TV, radio. It's all, you know, right, all over. And now all of a sudden we're like, you know, we found the envelope. Crud. Well, that happens. I mean, it's not great. We'd prefer it never to happen, but we live in a human society run by humans who make mistakes. And so stuff like this happens. And so the real question about the ICE raids is not so much, do any citizens get caught up in them? Do any citizens get detained inappropriately? The question is, you know, kind of what's your batting average? If it's, because this is not a question about whether it's justified to enforce immigration laws. You have to take for granted that that's true. They can enforce them. But it doesn't mean everything they do to enforce them is right. Okay, long conversation. But specifically the question about citizens getting caught up in the ICE raids. I mean, when we first started doing this, that was my first thought is, well, of course some are. I mean, of course. It's a massive nationwide law enforcement effort. It's not going to be 100% correct. The question is, how quickly do you remedy it? And what, you know, how many is the batting average?
To take care of themselves, like, you know, how can they do to prevent
Don't
that?
Hang around illegals.
Okay.
Bottom line, because President Trump has said, we're going to go after you. And at the end of the day, if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, something bad could happen.
Yeah. Now, are illegal immigrants the kind of people that you should avoid cavorting with in order to avoid activity? I mean, that's a bit stern, but he's not wrong that if you know somebody is here illegally or undocumented and you avoid their companionship, you're less likely to get caught up in an ICE raid. That's probably true. 716 on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Still working that crash on Pensacola Boulevard at West Pinestead Road in Pensacola. They're saying drive with caution through that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What should you look for in a church? Allow me to give you three things. Look for a church that exalts the Savior, a church that equips the saints, and a church that evangelizes the sinner. And by exalt the Savior, I mean a church where Christ is not just prominent, but where he's preeminent in the singing and preaching. And by equip the saints, I'm describing a place where Christians are learning the Bible and are growing in their personal walk with God. By evangelizing the sinner, I'm describing a church where the congregation is together focused on giving the good news of the gospel to the community around them. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to get involved in a church with these three ingredients, and you'll find yourself in a healthy church.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Gun show this weekend in Pensacola. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. Brand new event located at the Pensacola Zelica Grotto Shrine. 1000 South K Street, next to Sanders Beach Club. Saturday 9 to 4, Sunday 10 to 3. Admission $10 a person, kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, meet your friends and neighbors downtown for this month's gallery night. This time, it's swinging into the arts. See gallerynightpensacola.org for more info. The Roaring in Pink fundraiser and social event is Saturday at Culinary Productions on Wright Street. Fun, food, wine, and inspiration, with proceeds benefiting cancer research and support. See Roar Performing Arts on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip.
Good Good morning. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We've got Escambia County Water Chief, or the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief, Dave Greenwood, is on the line with me. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew, and it's happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. So let's go back just a little bit before we get to this weekend's conditions. And, man, the air show, I know as a spectator, as a participant in the radio broadcast, I thought it was fantastic. How did it go from a public safety point of view?
I mean, it seems like I talked to you just a few hours ago about it. It was it was great. I mean, you had perfect weather for the air show. However, that blue sky, bright sun, you know, we had a lot of heat injuries. EMS worked, had a tremendous job ahead of it, taking care of heat injuries, treating patients. But, I mean, the air show was fantastic. That's what, you know, again, that's what caused, you know, the incredible heat. You were out there. I saw you out there.
Yeah.
I must have lost 10 gallons of water walking around.
I bet.
But, I mean, the surf was calm and flat. You know, today we posted red flags yesterday because of that surf had picked up with that low that moved through. So, again, I mean, it was perfect timing for the air show. You know, we've got overcast skies today, hit and miss showers, and that remnants of that lower moving through the area. Again, we've got red, you know, the red flags are flying. There are rip currents present. We're under National Weather Service rip current risk for this area and into tomorrow also.
So definitely be aware this weekend. It's dangerous conditions, and like you said, the red flags are running, so which is a good thing to keep in mind. I've got an odd question that just never occurred to me before. Is there, I don't know, like, do you have enough staff to handle the big events? As in, would there be any, I don't know where they'd come from, if coming from other agencies on the else other beaches, or is there any kind of surge capacity to handle it that you need? I don't even know if that makes sense, if it's possible.
Well, we scale up our staffing. We had over almost 60 lifeguards working Saturday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we scale up our staffing to meet the demand. And that's a good thing about our system. It's scalable. We can scale up or scale down when need be. And the air show is a big event. Also, we're going to be scaling up on Monday because our junior lifeguard program begins Monday. The second session of the junior lifeguard starts Monday.
Outstanding. That's the second one, because we've already been through the first one. And it's how many kids again?
There'll be 8 in each group. First one finished in June, and the next one begins Monday, and they'll be with us for 2 weeks.
Outstanding. We'll look forward to that, and it's a great experience for them and a great source of future employees for you. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, and the man who is more physically fit and active than any other person that I talk to on a regular basis. Dave, I don't know how you do it. When I just get out there and swim, and I'm like, oh, good for you. I'm glad it's you. Dave, thanks for keeping us safe, keeping us informed, man. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Andrew. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Yes, sir. 723 News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? He's coming. He's coming. There he is.
I am right here, Andrew. Good morning. The House voting to pass a package of $9 billion in DOGE spending cuts. Lawmakers voted 216 to 213 to approve those cuts to public broadcasting, global health programs, and foreign aid, and all of that shortly after Republican senators had narrowly passed the package earlier yesterday. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert has been canceled. I know you were talking a little bit about this earlier. CBS says Colbert's final show on the network will air May of 2026. The news comes after Colbert criticized the network's parent company for agreeing to pay President Trump $16 million to settle a lawsuit. And the FDA is allowing Juul Labs to continue selling e-cigarettes and refill cartridges. The vape company faced some controversy over its early marketing practices, with critics saying they targeted underage consumers. The FDA says Juul provided evidence demonstrating e-cigarettes met the legal standard for marketing tobacco in the U.S.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 724 News Radio 92.3. If you have any kind of repair that you've got to deal with inside your home, the complex systems like plumbing, electrical, heating, air conditioning, well, Peden does all of that stuff. It's kind of interesting. You know, a lot of times you'll see, you know, plumbing company or HVAC company or electrical. And they figure, well, look, if we're doing one, we might as well do several of these different things because, you know, we can handle it all. And it kind of makes sense. They're your one-stop shop for those complex things inside your home. They show up on time. They're professional. They use high-quality products and stand by the results, 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's part of the reason why they have been around and growing for 55 years all along the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Tallahassee to Fort Walton to Pace and Milton and Warrington and now in Foley and Baldwin County and also all the way over into Mobile. So they just keep expanding and expanding because they keep doing such good work. Right now, during the month of July, $1,000 off a new air conditioning system at Peden. Also, special financing is available. Some restrictions do apply. But yeah, I mean, we are hot now, but we're getting into the really hot part of the summer. And, you know, if you've got a system that's kind of marginal or dodgy, you definitely don't want to wait until it breaks. You want to get that taken care of beforehand. $1,000 off a new air conditioning system this month at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. com. PJ is sitting in again today for John. And again, PJ, I really appreciate you. The last 3 days, you've been doing great. You know, John's coming back, but you're always welcome here whenever he is out. I appreciate the work you do.
Thank you.
Tell him about the traffic, sir.
I-10 and 110 both looking good. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that is flowing smoothly. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. I have been fat. I have a brain that not just sees the world differently than a lot of people, but also sees which things are significant differently from a lot of people. Like, to me, I've told you this before, but the Epstein story just doesn't resonate with me. I don't care that much. Maybe I should. It is obviously, for some people, it is an enormously important story. I will say this, that when Shane Gillis did the ESPYs, he told a joke related to that that was, I mean, it was really quite a good joke.
All right. You don't have to do that. It was fine. I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but I guess it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that.
that's a great joke. But, you know, for me, this story, I mean, and it's weird because of all the things that have ever come up with Trump that I thought would totally derail him, apparently this is the one that might, because his corest of core supporters are the ones who are the most livid about this, which I find just fascinating. In that same vein, not so much on that topic, but in that same sort of general category, the Kiss Cam story. Oh my God. You can't go on social media without seeing a picture of the Kiss Cam from the Coldplay video, or a Coldplay concert, of these two people who are both married, just not to each other. And they were caught on, and you know, it was the viralest of videos for the last couple of days. And they see themselves up on the Kiss Cam, and he's kind of hugging her from behind very affectionately. And then he like ducks down below the bleachers and she tries to get out of the way. Well, it turns out because they're married to other people, right? So, and actually the Coldplay, I guess the frontman, Chris Martin, he said, look at these two. All right, come on, you're okay. Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy. Oh, so accurate. So now he's put out a statement. And of course, it's become a story because he's a CEO of this company or whatever. But you know how sometimes people put out a statement and they really would have been just better off saying nothing? This is one of those cases. I want to acknowledge the moment that's been circulating online and the disappointment it's caused. What was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage. I want to sincerely apologize to my wife, my family, and the team at Astronomer. You deserve better for me as a partner, as a father, and as a leader. Every part of that is fine except for it was supposed to be a night of music and joy. Okay. This is not who I want to be or how I want to represent the company I helped build. I'm taking time to reflect, take accountability, and to figure out the next steps personally and professionally. I ask for privacy as I navigate that process. That's not so terrible. Asking for privacy might be a bit much. Here's where we get to the problem. I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. Oh, Lord. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle. As a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you, Andy. And isn't that a Coldplay lyric? I think that's a Coldplay lyric. you would have been fine just apologizing, say, I'm trying to figure things out. But when you start to blame the kiss cam at the public event venue, at the public concert that you attended for catching you in your affair, I mean, you just can't trust anybody anymore to keep your secret. Golly. Oh, and as the comment online has been a lot of, Coldplay hasn't produced a single in years. Last night they made two. You know what he should have just said? I'm sorry. I did it. I'm working on my life. Please forgive me. Period.
I'm Gian Chelosi. The House bending to President Donald Trump's request to claw back about $9 billion in federal spending.
More than $1 billion in public broadcasting, $135 million for the World Health Organization, and millions more from other programs like climate initiatives abroad. Democrats, though, argue the bill threatens lives around the world, cutting foreign aid. They also say it amounts to a geopolitical win for China and Russia, which they say will fill the void.
Fox's Madeline Rivera in Washington. Attorney General Pam Bondi says she's going to request the release of grand jury testimony related to Jeffrey Epstein.
President Trump called for the release, citing a, quote, ridiculous amount of publicity given to Epstein. The request falls short of what some congressional Republicans have called for, the release of all investigative files collected by the Justice Department and the FBI.
It's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 82 degrees. It is partly cloudy, a beautiful Friday morning. We'll get our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Demonstrators gathered yesterday at the Grenada Square in Pensacola for the Good Trouble Lives On protest. Of course, protesting the Trump administration and policies on various hot-button issues like health care, immigration.
When we see the very fiber and fabric of democracy being eroded, when we see the history being erased, voting rights being eroded on a daily basis, this is the time to speak up.
That is Escambia County Democratic Party Chairman Derek Scott. He talked to Channel 3. Protests were also held in other communities around the area, including Fairhope, Niceville, Mobile, and all across the nation. There were hundreds across the nation. The protest named after civil rights leader and Congressman John Lewis, who died about 5 years ago. A Locksley man facing charges for allegedly sexually abusing children over nearly a decade. Baldwin County deputies arrested 31-year-old Daniel Hartman yesterday on charges of rape, sodomy, and sex abuse. Officials say two victims have been identified so far, and charges are also anticipated from offenses involving other victims. Investigators began looking into Hartman in April after allegations were made that victims were being abused in two states. Hartman is being held on $135,000 bond in the Baldwin County Jail. Well, yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis handed out checks to the finalists for the Teacher of the Year.
The Teacher of the Year as a whole is going to get a total award of $50,000. All 76 district teachers, including obviously most of those are not going to be in these five, but they're getting $10,000.
And the finalists were from Citrus, Columbia, Flagler, Liberty, and Union counties. The educators were selected for their leadership and instructional practices. Well, sad news, an Escambia County deputy that was shot in the line of duty all the way back in 2010 has died of cancer, 50-year-old Jeremy Cassidy. He passed away at his home in Milton earlier this week. His family tells the News Journal he was peacefully at home with his family when he passed on Tuesday. Cassidy had oral throat cancer. His family says that was related to the anti-rejection drugs he'd been taking after a kidney transplant following that shooting in 2010. Cassidy was injured while responding to a home invasion call on Baywin Circle. He was one of three deputies shot by Philip Monnier, who'd allegedly broken into that home to confront his ex-girlfriend. Florida senators are behind an effort to get tax relief for those with flood insurance. Senator Rick Scott and Senator Ashley Moody introducing the Flood Insurance Relief Act yesterday. That calls for a non-refundable tax deduction on flood insurance premiums which would be paid through the National Flood Insurance Program through private insurers. Moody says it would be a critical solution to directly benefit Floridians. Rick Scott said the bill offers a practical way to ease the financial burden of flood insurance for families. 735 at News Radio 92.3. PJ has our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Taking a look at the big board, there is a vehicle crash, Mobile Highway at Cherokee Trail in Pensacola. They're saying there's a roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, high near 89. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Saturday, 70% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Going into Sunday, a 30% chance of those showers, high near 92. And by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Seganica's Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we've got 83 degrees. It's partly cloudy. Our next news is at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. On the economic front, investors are eyeing the preliminary reading for July consumer sentiment data due out later this morning. Economists polled by Dow Jones are expecting it to show a reading of 61.8. That's up from the prior reading of 60.7. Data drops at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The Republican-controlled House has given final passage to a bill that cuts roughly $9 billion from public broadcasting and foreign aid. The bill now goes to President Trump's desk for his signature. Sunday is National Ice Cream Day. You know there are deals and steals to take advantage of. Here are just a few. At Dippin' Dots, you can get 25% off your online order. At Dunkin', get triple reward points whenever you order any frozen drink. And at Talenti, buy one, get one 50% off when you go to Target. That one is active all week long. Futures are slightly higher ahead of inflation data later this morning. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 229. The NASDAQ up 155. That's your money now.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the fall semester is now open. Classes begin August 18th. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games. Plus, weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Well, life on the farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Yes, I know it is not the first Friday of the month, but we had Blue Angels and some other stuff got in the way. So we have Ryan Jenkins on the line, my good friend, a farmer up in Jay, Florida, who provides us cotton and some corn and some peanuts and some other cover crops throughout the year. And we talk with him and learn all about what's going on in the north end of our two counties, the farming community that is so important. Ryan, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great. First of all, I do have to ask you, I know you were out on your boat on the sound side watching the show. Did you have a good time?
Oh, we had the best time. We always have a good time. And when I had a really good time. You know, I'm an airplane guru, but when the B-1 blew over,
that wasn't
that surprising
great?
To me. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that got me so fired up.
Had you ever seen one in person?
Nope.
Me sure either.
Hadn't.
And you had the best view of that because you would have seen it coming from behind the show. That's, oh, man.
Yeah, but I didn't. I was looking to, I knew at what time it was, and I was looking toward the Gulf side, you know, and it came up from behind us.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow.
You came up in the last week because I was talking with our Congressman, Jimmy Petronas, about this effort to move the shuttle, what was the shuttle? I forget now which one it was, that they're wanting to move from D.C., it's at the Udvar-Hazy, to move it to Texas. And I mentioned, I'm like, you can't move that shuttle, that's where it's supposed to be. Plus, that's right next to Ryan's crop duster.
There you go, that's it, exactly. Leave it right where it's at.
People don't believe me when I say it, but you flew the plane that was the model for the planes, eventually the model for the planes movie, and that plane is actually on display at Udvar-Hazy. So anyway... So what are you doing? What are y'all doing these days? What are you working on right now?
Well, thank goodness it hadn't been too hot lately while we've been working. But golly, it's been hot. But we've been we just finished our last shot of nitrogen on our cotton. So basically, we say it's laid by. We're not really doing anything else to it other than just spray, scouting it for problems and spraying it. So we're good in that. The peanuts are pretty much laid by. Now it's just a whole lot of keeping a check on our crops and giving them the attention they need. You know, there's a whole lot of spraying that's going on right now. Anything from, I know it's funny, we try to make our crops grow and then we put growth regulator on to try to slow them down all at the same time. So we call those PGR, plant growth regulators. A lot of PGR going out, some insecticides as needed here and there, some fungicides on all the peanuts, and then a little bit of herbicide here and there. But that's something people need to understand too. We're not just putting a blanket prescription across all of our acres. Each field is micromanaged, and we only put exactly what needs to be put exactly on which field at the exact right time. So there's a lot that goes into it, and a lot of riding around, a lot of checking, and a lot of, like I say, micromanaging that goes into what we do.
The more, as you've explained to me over the years, the better technology becomes, the less of any intervention you have to do because you can target the intervention to the specific area that needs it instead of blanketing it across a whole area and wasting resource and doing too much adjustment that's imperfect. That also affects crop yields and maintaining the soil over time. Like, all of these things are working better and better through the combination of modern technology, drones, GPS, what produces the stuff on the... I mean, like, all of this, I always crack me up when you tell me the stories about people who ask you if you still pick cotton by hand, and you're like, no,
that's
I don't
right.
think so. How have you been doing with water, dryness, and wetness? Has that been good, bad?
Wasn't it the last time we talked, wasn't it real wet?
I'm
trying to remember. Did we talk right after we had the flood?
I think that's right.
And I told you, you asked a question, how long will this last type thing? And I said, it rained 10 inches last night. We're 2 weeks away from a drought.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be any truer in my words. And now we're in a drought. I mean, all that water from a few weeks ago are gone. It's gone. And, the crops are starting to hurt right now. So, yesterday we started getting some scattered showers. It looks like we're going to get some today, but we've pretty much been missing them lately. And like, for instance, the cotton's real wilted. Some of the leaves are starting to fall off of it. All that from just not having rain for the last couple of weeks. And then the extreme heat and the wind that we've had, that just dries everything out, and it goes away so fast. So very thankful for the rain that we're starting to see coming in our area the last yesterday and today.
I mean, I got to tell you, Ryan, I just feel like you farmers are never happy. You know, when it's wet, you complain it's too wet. When it's dry, you complain it's too dry. When it's hot, when it's cold, it's like you can't be pleased, son.
We can't. I mean, it's a day-to-day thing, I'm telling you. You should live my life.
Oh, no. No. The relationship is perfectly adequate to both of us, I think. We're talking to Ryan.
It'd be like the radio transmitter works about every 10 or 15 seconds. It'll work good for a minute, then it'll go off. Something similar to that.
You don't need to say things like that out loud. Ryan Jenkins is the owner of Jenkins Farms. We'll be back with Ryan in just a second. Let's see. We got PJ with Traffic on the Fives. PJ?
Still working that vehicle crash with a roadblock Mobile Highway at Cherokee Trail. Use caution in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the Fives.
All right, thanks so much, PJ. Back to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Hey, I got told something by a friend, and I don't know if it's true, and that's why I wanted to ask you, because I figured you'd know. Whenever I try to grow something, it's always the animals come and eat all of it, and it's so frustrating. I don't know how we ever became an agrarian society. It's amazing to me. But my friend had said that when you plant big acres, that you deliberately leave the perimeter as something that the animals will take, and you know on the inside you're going to get your harvest out of it. Is there any truth to that?
You there?
Yeah, go ahead. Is there any truth to that, leave the perimeter for the basically the animals to take, and then you know you'll get the inside area for yourself for the harvest?
I don't do that on purpose, but that's what happens every single time.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
We have a tremendous amount of deer damage. My corn, I went and checked on it the other day. We have wild hogs out there just tearing it down by the acre. And, you know, so, and God designed it that way, right? It even talks about that in the Bible. So we're going to feed God's animals. That's just part of what we do. But I don't deliberately say, all right, well, I'm going to plant these 8 rows for the whatever, for the raccoons. But it's the way it works out.
Okay.
So, well, I have no problem. I do have a problem with when it gets so bad that it's eating into your pocketbook.
Sure.
Like when they take more than their fair share.
When you have greedy deer.
You know what? That's right. But you know what? We're all in this together, and we're just passing through, and they got to live, and we got to live, and that's just part of life.
I suppose it's part of the whole ecological balance thing where, you know, if you don't control the deer population or other consumers, if you don't keep them in control, then that has an impact on the farm's profitability, the availability of food. I mean, you know, all these things are interconnected. So interesting. I have another weird one for you, one that I would have never thought this would be true, because I personally, I hate working outside in the heat. I hate it. I feel miserable every time it happens. And so when I see roofers and builders and, you know, sewer workers and farmers, I think, man, I wouldn't want that job because I hate it. But I was talking to somebody the other day, and he said, oh, I like working out in the heat. I like sweating. And I thought, good Lord, the God makes us all very different. So I'm just curious, do farmers, because you made that comment earlier about how hot it's been, do you guys farm in spite of the heat, or do you enjoy the heat and the sweat and the dirt?
I really enjoy it myself, to be honest with you. I mean, it's just who I am. It's how God made me, and I had much rather be out there sweaty and dirty and in my game, in my environment, doing my thing and thankful for what I get to do than I had being, you know, I've had jobs when I was in office. You know, I think I've told you years ago I was a 911 dispatcher to help support my farming habit. And I loved the actual job itself, but man, those 4 walls, I couldn't deal with them.
Huh.
So, you know, if I could have done that sitting outside under a shade tree in the environment, I might would have done better. I might would still be there. But, you know, I do. I feel like it's in us. It's who we are. And, yeah, it gets hot, and we complain about it because you can't hardly breathe sometimes. But it's still, there's nothing else I'd rather do. I love what I do.
Huh. Well, I'm glad I asked, because, again, I'm always just fascinated by how different God made all of us. And that's a great example of how, you know, the environment I do what I do in, you would hate, and the environment that you do what you do in, I would hate. And that's why we're each in our different places. That's fascinating. We always like to end with a farm fact or a did you know. You have one for us this week?
I do. Did you know that 94% of U.S. homes regularly use peanut products? So almost all the homes, we would love to get that number even higher as peanut growers because it would give us more avenues to sell our peanuts. But 94%, and I tried to find data on cotton, and cotton must be almost 100% of the homes.
I would think
so. From
what
I could figure. I never found it printed, but I really never thought of it until I did this farming fun fact. And I said, well, I wonder about cotton. Surely every home has some kind of cotton in it. But so I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
I'm almost surprised that it's only 94% because, I mean, I assume that you've got some people with peanut allergies, for example, but that's a pretty small percentage.
Right.
I just would think, you know, what home doesn't have either peanut butter or regular old peanuts or candy bars that have peanuts in it, you know, as the what I think of as
that's
the
right.
You know, the big three. And, you know, that's would have, I mean, what percentage? A tiny, teeny percentage. Interesting. 6% doesn't have that. So
that's
Ryan Jenkins, he is our good friend, our farmer, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. And Ryan, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for being the person that God made you to be and for putting clothes on my kids' back and giving them food on their table. I appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. We appreciate y'all. Hope everybody has a safe weekend, and thank you for listening to us.
Absolutely. 751 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a home improvement project or a repair that you need to make, Pensacola Hardware is your place. They've got the stuff, but more than just the stuff, okay? And, you know, their philosophy is if we're going to sell something to you, we only want to sell things that we stand by. We want to sell good things. That means they may not be the cheapest. But remember, cheapest over time might not be cheapest. You know, if it's half the price, but you have to replace it three times in the same lifespan, it actually costs you more money, okay? But also, when it comes to the products that they stand behind, that they stock, they want to make sure you get the end result used safely and properly. And so that means that sometimes they might even ask you, you know, hey, have you ever used this before? And some people might find that a little bit weird, but their goal is they want to make sure you're educated. They want to make sure that it's safe when you, because some of the stuff they sell is, you know, requires some knowledge and skill to use it properly, but also they just want to make sure you get the end result. They're not satisfied to just have you as a transaction. You know, they want to have you as a friend, as a client, as somebody that they're really making your life better by the service and the products and the information that they give to you. That's who Pensacola Hardware is. That's why they've been around for forever. I mean, since before the Civil War, like before Levi's, since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Rogers Hornsby yelled at me. Do you think I cried? No, because there's no crying in baseball. 754 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are a great resource. And not just when you've made the decision, but when you're thinking about it. When you're kind of evaluating the value of your home, the prospect of buying a bigger, a smaller, a vacation rental, a long-term rental, moving from the country to the city or vice versa. Whatever it is you're thinking about, give her a call now, like not when you've made a decision, but now in order to gather information, in order to make a better decision, because she'll tell you. And if she's like, she might say, you know, hey, I just don't think this makes sense for you financially. Or, you know what, I think we can make that work. Or, you know, the reason you're thinking about selling your home, I don't think it's going to solve the problem you think it's going to solve. She's had that conversation with people too, because she'll talk you. I mean, she's not going to work against you, but she'll give you advice based on what her expert opinion. And at sometimes it's like, you know, I just don't think that selling this home is going to make you happy the way you think it is. Why would somebody talk themselves out of a deal? Because she cares about people. That's it. She's there to help. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. PJ is in for John Pickens today with traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash and roadblock at Mobile Highway and Cherokee Trail. Use caution in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. The city where Brian Koberger was convicted of murdering four Idaho college students will be launching a website to release documents from the case. Koberger is being sentenced next week. The move comes after a judge lifted a gag order that banned authorities from releasing information. The White House says President Trump has now been diagnosed with a medical condition called chronic venous insufficiency. This was announced yesterday.
What'd you say to me?
Trump had undergone vascular testing after experiencing some swelling in his legs. They say the condition is benign, but it does make it difficult for the legs to deliver blood back into his heart. And Lilo and Stitch is now the first Hollywood movie of the year to cross the $1 billion mark. Andrew, wow. Disney announced yesterday that the live-action remake of the animated film has now made $400 million domestically and $600 million overseas.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I did finally get a chance to watch the at least the opening monologue by Shane Gillis for the ESPYs, a lot of which I thought was very funny.
Sugar Ray, you're the man, but what, in 10 years, Jake Paul is going to try to knock you out, so take it easy.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
The Eagles are up for best team. Go Birds. Yep. And I bet you guys think, as an Eagles fan, that I'm going to trash all the other nominees, but far from it. I'm going to celebrate them. I think this race is wide open. It definitely is not obvious who the best team was this year. One of the nominees for best team is the Dallas Cowboys. No, I'm joking. Obviously, Dallas sucks. Go Birds. They're obviously not here. Only real teams are up for best team.
Ouch.
Like Ohio State football, who won the national championship but also lost to Michigan. Michigan, who didn't cheat this time. Beat them fair and square. Yeah, are we ever going to hold accountable? Yeah, whatever. They're allowed to cheat. No repercussions.
And I actually thought probably there were two of my favorites, but one was definitely the Shohei Ohtani, Bill Belichick joke.
Yeah, hell yeah. Who yelled? Drewski? Thank you, bro. Oh, John Jones? Yeah. What are you, nut jobs over there? Hell yeah. Shohei Ohtani couldn't make it tonight. Man, I hope his interpreter didn't bet that he was going to be here. Shohei is a once-in-a-generation talent. No one's been able to do what he does at so many positions. Pitcher, hitter, and bookie. A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend before bedtime.
Oh, man.
They do. They read The Very Horny Caterpillar. The Little Engine That Could But Needed a Pill First. And, of course, the classic Goodnight Boobs. That was my favorite one. I'm not trashing Bill Belichick. First off, he's 73 years old and he's dating a hot 24-year-old and people are criticizing him? What happened to this country?
Now that joke goes on. It's one I'm not going to play, but oh my, I was dying. What happened to this country? What is the American dream? You coach a football team, the six championships, and go and date some very, very young model. I mean, that's a great joke. Anyway, it was funny to me. I know Whoopi Goldberg didn't think it was funny, but I think maybe that says more about her than it says about Shane Gillis, who I think is one of the better comedians out there right now for telling funny truth.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Amid all the questions about Jeffrey Epstein, President Trump posts a new one. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. On Truth Social a short time ago, he asked if there was a smoking gun on Epstein, why didn't the Democrats who controlled the files for 4 years use it? Then he answered his own question in all caps, writing, because they had nothing. The president has called the controversy a hoax and that some Trump supporters who believe it are weaklings as they dispute Department of Justice conclusions Epstein did not leave behind a client's list of well-known names when he committed suicide in jail awaiting trial on charges of sex trafficking underage girls.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Justice Department is ready to ask a federal court to unseal grand jury transcripts in the Jeffrey Epstein case. President Trump called for the release, citing a, quote, ridiculous amount of publicity given to Epstein. The request falls short of what some congressional Republicans have called for, the release of all investigative files collected by the Justice Department and the FBI, not just the testimony presented in federal court.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The president has two bills to sign. One was approved by the House after midnight, joining the Senate, clawing back $9 billion in already approved federal funding the DOGE targeted as wasteful spending.
It will block $8 billion earmarked for USAID and upwards of $1 billion from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, which funds PBS. CBS and NPR. Democrats, in the meantime, warn the bill threatens lives and national security by providing China and Russia with a chance to fill the cuts in American aid.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. The other bill awaiting the president's signature, the House joined the Senate approving what's called the Genius Act.
His first of several bills to come that will help make America an incredible leader globally in digital assets.
About 100 Democrats joined Congressman French Hill and the Republicans approving the bill that establishes stable coins backed by assets like the U.S. dollar. The House approved two other cryptocurrency regulations. And President Trump again called Fed Chair Jerome Powell a numbskull on Truth Social this morning, continuing to demand big Fed interest rate cuts. America's listening to Fox News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit info kit. 800-785-1155. That's 800-785-1155.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
An illegal immigrant is in trouble in Los Angeles, in real custody now, accused of faking what she'd claimed was a kidnapping by immigration agents.
Yuriana Julia Calderon is charged with making false statements to a federal officer and conspiracy. Federal prosecutors say the Mexican national created an elaborate hoax claiming she was kidnapped by ICE bounty hunters in a Los Angeles parking lot and held against her will for refusing to sign self-deportation documents. According to officials, video surveillance and telephone records demonstrate she fabricated the entire story, faking photos of her alleged rescue, made to look as if she was abused while in ICE custody, and planned to hold a press conference to increase donations